And welcome back to the locker room. We're going to swap our order around a little bit. We're going to have a chat to Steph Prem, who you'd know if you went down to the Peninsula Hot Springs. Down there last weekend, absolutely magnificent down there, Greg, I must say. And Steph works there, but she's got a lot of stories to tell. So good morning to you, Steph.
Good morning, guys.
And look, let's start off where you're a snowboarder, Olympic snowboarder, and this was about 6 or 7 years ago when you had that what ended up being an accident, sort of in your last run one night, and a nasty fall.
Correct. Yeah, it was not long after my Olympic debut in 2010, where I competed at the Vancouver Winter Olympics. I had a horrific accident at the World Cup finals, last run of the day, last race of the season, and sadly had a horrific accident that took me off my board and took me away from professional sports, actually, which turns out it just wasn't to be. So I had a horrific spinal injury that took me off my snowboard for a few years and took me away from, I guess, most of the things that I took for granted, most of the movement and sport that I took for granted half my life.
So which was the
getting myself back from there.
So which was the snowboarding event that you were competing in?
I was at the World Cup final.
Yep, and what, half pipe or one of those?
No, I do border cross. So border cross was the event where there's, you know, six people at a time. So the motocross of snowboarding, they call it, the obstacle course, big jumps and bumps and turns and berms, six at a time, racing down the course. Unfortunately, I came off about a 60-foot jump and didn't make the landing, and my back took all the impact.
Wow.
And fractured my lower spine and broke some ribs and did some serious damage to my hip and pelvis, which took me away from professional sports.
And Steph, did are you saying that didn't mark the end of your career? You did make a comeback after that, did you?
No, I tried to. That was definitely the last competitive run of my life. So I tried to make a comeback for a few years after that, but I wholeheartedly put myself into a comeback, but the body wouldn't allow it, unfortunately. The mind was saying yes, but the body was saying no.
Now I noticed by looking at the Winter Olympics this year that's the event which the guys with the hairstyles and the fancy glasses, it's a bit of a bit of look at me about that event, isn't there? Certainly with the males. I'm not quite sure as much with the females, but it's one of those high energy events.
Very much a spectator sport, yes, indeed. I mean, it used to be an X Games event only, an extreme sports only event. So it definitely attracts those with white line fever and those with no fear, and girls and guys. And it became a commercial, you know, mainstream event at the last. Just the last two Olympics. So it's a very new event to the Olympic Games, and it's very much a spectator event. It was the most watched event at the last two games. So, it's very, both the athletes are full of life, but as is the event itself. There's lots of carnage and lots of excitement for the audience at home.
Lots of carnage is right by the sound of things. I'm surprised that you said that when you tried to make that comeback, the mind said yes. The body said no, but, because you hear a lot about blokes that come back from severe knee injuries, which pale into insignificance compared to what happened to you, and yet they have, I would imagine, psychological challenges to overcome to get back into the sport. But by the sound of things, you didn't have that problem, Steph. It was just the body.
It's funny, yeah. It's a lot of people say to me that I must be scared of snowboarding now, but it's quite the opposite for me. The thought of getting back on my board and being able to snowboard again and be able to potentially compete again is what helped me through my rehabilitation process. They say denial is a strong a strong cause, but it definitely helped me. I probably, a lot of the medical support team and, you know, my physio explains my accident as, you know, like coming out of a first floor building to concrete. So a lot of people around me knew that it probably wasn't going to be possible, but for me, I had it in my head that it would, and that probably, if anything, just helped me through the rehabilitation process. I really had to learn how to properly get my movement back, and definitely mentally there was challenges, and it was definitely hard from doing extreme sports to not being able to get through a 30-minute Pilates class. So there was definitely some mental challenges there, but it physically did not turn me away from the sport by no means. No, and I'm thrilled and I'm lucky that I can be back snowboarding now. By no means at the level I used to or competitively, but just to be back doing sport and, you know, I now work as a personal trainer and a Pilates, clinical Pilates instructor. So to be able to be back doing those things and just to be able to get back on my board occasionally, recreationally, is a thrill and you know, an honour considering the horrific accident I had.
You mentioned clinical Pilates. Perhaps you should give us a bit of an explanation of that, because we're all familiar with Pilates, but when you use the term clinical Pilates, what's that one about?
It's more of a rehabilitation focus. So, you know, Pilates is a bit of a hot topic at the moment, and most people, I think, used to think Pilates was quite a low-level activity. You know, I think 5-10 years ago, Pilates and yoga are not what they are now. These days, they're very mainstream. And most people, you know, are quite aware of yoga and Pilates, and it's very much a part of their life. But it used to be very much just part of a rehabilitation program. So when I, you know, took on my Pilates, it was a huge part of my rehabilitation process. So it was very low level to begin with, but it really gave me, I guess, an outlet and access to movement again that my body wasn't able to do for a very long time. And I credit Reformer Pilates and sort of functional movement to getting me back to being where I am today. So, yeah, it's really just more of that restorative and rehabilitative side of Pilates.
So what or who was it that got you into snowboarding in the first place, Steph?
It was my family. I was lucky enough to go up to the snow with my family as a kid. I never loved it, to be brutally honest. I was not a good skier and I didn't enjoy it. But my dad took up snowboarding in the 80s when it was, you know, the hot thing to do. And
so not when he was in his 80s.
No, he was in his 80s, mind you. He's 65 and he still snowboards now. So it'll be no shock if he's still on his board in his 80s. I tried my first snowboard when I was about 12 years old. And for me, it was, you know, no turning back. I picked it up very naturally. I danced for, you know, half my life. So I don't know if it's something to do with the balance and the agility and, you know, low center of gravity. But for some reason, snowboarding just worked for me and I absolutely loved it. And it was never, ever thought to be an Olympic journey or an Olympic dream for me. It was really just a hobby and something I enjoyed doing and, you know, joined the school ski team and joined the local snow sports club up at Mount Buller. And I just, you know, I think my parents were happy to encourage it, kept me out of trouble, and I enjoyed it. And, you know, it wasn't actually until a little bit later in life, you know, when I was 17, 18, that I worked out there was probably a little bit more to it than just the fun recreational side.
Now, at the moment, you're at the Peninsula Hot Springs.
Correct.
Is that mainly based with the Pilates, or have you got a whole lot of other roles there as well?
Yeah, I've just come on board as their wellness ambassador, which I'm thrilled to be part of. Pilates is a huge part of my role, and movement is a big part of my specialty. But I spent a lot of time down at the hot springs myself in those years of recovery. I was in rehab for almost 4 years after my accident, and thermal bathing was a huge part of my rehabilitation process. So I got to know the guys down there quite well. I'm also married to a beautiful Austrian man, and you know, thermal bathing is a huge part of European culture and way of life. So when I was training at an elite level, it was a huge part of my training, you know, assistance to my training and part of my recovery process that we would do. So it was kind of nice to come back to Australia. And when I moved back here after my injury to do all my rehab, I discovered Peninsula Hot Springs and got to know the team down there. So now that, I guess, a huge part of what I do and what I work with people now is doing is clinical Pilates and exercise prescription and personal training. So I've developed a series of DVDs with them, some movement DVDs that people can incorporate with their bathing practice, so that, you know, we're encouraging thermal bathing as a way of life, not just as a novelty, which I still think some people see Peninsula Hot Springs as a fun, you know, day out, maybe occasionally every now and then. But it really is something we're trying to incorporate as more of a way of life and a way of improving your overall health and well-being.
Yeah, I was down there last weekend.
Beautiful weather last weekend.
Magnificent, yeah. And so many people there, and also the range of people, plenty of overseas visitors and interstate visitors, which quite surprised me. That seems to be one of the go-to places for anyone who comes down to the
Peninsula.
Anyone
who visits. Yeah. Yes, I think it is. And look, a huge part of my role is, I think, creating that awareness, especially to Melburnians, is that because, you know, for overseas visitors, it really is a way of their life over there. You know, if you think about the onsens in Japan and in Europe, the thermal bathing is, you know, in Germany and Austria, it's a huge part of the way they live. So when they come out here, that's what they look for. Whereas for us, it's still sort of as seen as a bit of a tourist destination, a novelty, as opposed to something we really should be incorporating into our health and wellness practice. So, yes, a huge range of people that visit down there and a huge range of ages and abilities, and, you know, Peninsula Hot Springs are a huge supporters of and work very closely with Arthritis Victoria. So people are visiting for all kinds of reasons, and, or, you know, families, through to the elderly, through to the disabled, through to, you know, everyday health and wellbeing. So there really is something for everyone down there.
So, Steph, if you do want to come down there on a regular basis, as yes. you were just suggesting, do they have membership packages, if you like? Or
yes, they absolutely yeah. do. And they look after the locals too, for people that are living down that way and a little bit closer, and they definitely have bathing passes that you can use if you do want to visit more regularly.
Mm. Do you know what they cost, just as a matter of interest, roughly?
Off the top of my head, I'd have to get the... I only know because I visit. I do visit quite regularly myself, so I have an ongoing membership. Mm. I know the casual price is off the top of my head, but the updated membership, I'd have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
But I know they encourage things like, you know, early morning or the evening. You can have a few hours in the evening.
Yes, you can go early hours. Yeah. They also have late night dining and bathing experiences as well. That's often... I try to get down there the Thursday night bathing and dining experience is lovely, and that's something I do often with my partner, with my husband or with my friends. It's just a nice way to go down after work and really switch off, unwind, and have a nice, you know, organic local meal down there and have a couple of hours bathing. It's really cost effective.
Yeah, the food's really good, I must say, too.
My mum always told me, though, Steph, that you're not allowed to bathe within an hour after eating or something, I think.
So funny. My husband said the same thing to me last time. He's like, oh, there's a rule, you know. I'm like, we're just submerging. We're not swimming. It's okay. You know, they're not very deep, the pools. Absolutely. So you're pretty
I'll
safe.
I'll be right, okay. Yeah.
And we were down there last week with a big group of girls, sort of launching the new wellness calendar that's going live for next year, where they do incorporate movement programs and yoga practices and lunches, and you can really spend the day and make use of, like, the full wellness calendar. And we were all doing the same thing. We were in and out of the cafe and the restaurant all day, and we were sort of grazing all day long. But it is quite comfortable to do that. You are only submerging. You're not actually swimming. So
I'm glad to hear that, Steph. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, Steph, it's great to see you in that role and to hear your story. So we really do appreciate that time. But certainly encourage anybody who you go down there just for a day as a bit of a fun. Where it was mentioned in the cricket show just prior to our show. That a couple of people were doing that, a couple of people known to the panellists. As you said, you can actually set it up as a more regular thing and try the thermal bathing, and very good if you do have some of those health issues.
Absolutely, and I'd encourage you to please come down and try one of my classes. I'll be running regular Pilates classes over the next year, and we've got some wonderful yoga instructors down there as well doing some movement programs. You can do water aerobics as well. You can just bathe. You can take a picnic with the family and sit out on the grass and bring your own food down as well. It's so flexible. There's so many options. And it really is a very blessed and wonderful way of life down there.
All right. We'll certainly take that on board, and I hope many of our listeners do. Steph, been great chatting with you, and we might even catch up again after the mad, crazy summer rush, and just remind
Absolutely.
People a bit more about that later on. But it's been great chatting with you today.
Fantastic. You too, guys. Look forward to seeing you down there.